Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Saira Mujtapa with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for first phase in West Bengal ends. Voting on Thursday. Defence Ministry signs 975 crore rupees contracts to procure trawl systems for T-72 and T-90 tanks. Indian Army asserts its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack. Cloud of uncertainty settles over potential US-Iran negotiations as ceasefire expires tomorrow. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for next 2 days. And an IPL cricket match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal came to an end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. In West Bengal, on the final day of campaigning, Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress, left and other parties also campaigned in support of party candidates across the state. The Election Commission has instructed the district election officers and superintendent of police of all districts to strictly abide by the Representation of People's Act and implement the silence period.
Total 152 assembly constituencies will go for poll on 23rd April under the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total number of candidates in the first phase are 1,478. The Election Commission of India has made all arrangements to conduct a free, fair and peaceful election. Polling will be conducted in 44,376 booths, including nearly 3,000 auxiliary booths. 5,444 booths will be managed by women, and 207 model booths are there. Necessary arrangements have been made for the electors for ease of voting. Security arrangements have been tightened by the Commission. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and union minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state today. The general secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswami, addressed a public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. In Tamil Nadu, 5,73,43,291 voters will elect their representatives in a single phase poll on the 23rd of this month. More from our correspondent.
The election-related procedures like final randomization, transportation of EVMs and the other necessary steps like setting up of polling booth are likely to take place in the next 24 hours. Marking the 100 feet distance from the polling booth have already begun. The state surveillance team is present in all the popular places and also on the wheels to check the movement of cash and price articles. Two-wheelers, four-wheelers and heavy vehicles are also being checked for violations. Publicizing through WhatsApp and social media, spreading of fake news and rumors will also be considered as violation and the offenders will be taken to task. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Counting of votes for all polling states and union territories will take place on the 4th of May. The Election Commission today commenced the second phase of International Election Visitors Program or IEVP 2026 for the ongoing assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar inaugurated the program at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management in New Delhi. The Commission in a statement said that a total of 34 delegates from 17 countries, including representatives from their foreign missions in Delhi, will be participating in the program. The government today said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strives to ensure uninterrupted supply of LPG.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Among our neighboring countries, we are having the lowest prices of petrol and diesel in the country. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol aur diesel dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers are safe in the Persian Gulf region. Addressing the media, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the government is following the developments in the West Asia region very closely. Union ministers and senior BJP leaders have criticized the alleged insulting remarks made by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Tamil Nadu today. In a social media post, Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that low-level language towards a democratically elected Prime Minister is not only condemnable, but it also exposes the Congress's mindset, culture and political bankruptcy. Demanding an apology from Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and DMK chief M.K. Stalin over Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's remarks, Piyush Goyal said that Congress and DMK have stooped to a new low by insulting the Prime Minister, who has been democratically elected by the people of India. Meanwhile, BJP President Nitin Naveen also demanded an apology from Congress and its leader Rahul Gandhi to the country for such a statement. In Kerala, 7 people were killed and several others injured in a blast at a fireworks manufacturing unit at Mundadikkod in central Thrissur district today. District Collector of Thrissur, Sikha Surendran, has confirmed the death toll. The exact cause of the blast is yet to be ascertained. An inquiry at the level of the Revenue Divisional Officer has been ordered to determine the cause of the incident and to examine any possible lapses. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in this incident. Prime Minister Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Ministry of Defence today signed contracts for the procurement of trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks at a cost of around 975 crore rupees. The contracts were signed with Bharat Earth Movers Limited and Electro Pneumatics and Hydraulics India Private Limited in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks is critical equipment which will enhance the minefield breaching capability of the Indian Army. It will generate additional capability of creating vehicle safe lanes through minefields with anti-tank mines. The Indian Army today asserted its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack. On 22nd of April last year, terrorists killed 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to the Pahalgam terror attack, the Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. The Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Indian Army sources said that within hours of the attack, Army troops reached the site and began piecing together the sequence of events. More from our correspondent.
Operation Mahadev was launched to wipe out the terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack. The operation evolved into one of the most extensive counter-terror operations in recent years. Eyewitness accounts, including that of an army officer present at the location, confirmed the involvement of three Pakistani terrorists. Swift intelligence fusion using human intelligence technical inputs and survivor-based identification led to the confirmation of the perpetrators. Over the next several weeks, a relentless multi-agency effort unfolded. Intelligence agencies, the Indian Army, Jammu and Kashmir Police, and Central Armed Police Forces worked in seamless coordination. On 10th July 2025, based on fresh intelligence inputs, Operation Mahadev entered its decisive phase. Large-scale coordinated operations were launched and troops were redeployed dynamically and escape routes were systematically blocked, effectively isolating the terrorists within a confined zone. After a relentless pursuit spanning 93 days on 28 July last year, in a swift and precise engagement, all three terrorists were neutralized, bringing the perpetrators of the Basran carnage to justice. Operation Mahadev stands as a testament to the Indian Army's resolve, professionalism and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation. With Aman Yadav, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on a three-day visit to Germany, has reached Berlin this afternoon. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart, Boris Pistorius, and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defense partnership between the two countries. A defense industrial cooperation roadmap and implementing arrangement for cooperation in UN peacekeeping operations training are likely to be signed in the presence of both the defense ministers. A cloud of uncertainty has settled over potential US-Iran negotiations in Islamabad, fueled by a combination of Iranian defiance and shifting signals from the White House. It comes as Iran's chief negotiator and parliament speaker, Mohammad Bakhir Khalibaf, in a social media post said, "Tehran does not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats, and the Islamic Republic has been preparing to reveal new cards on the battlefield." Meanwhile, Iranian state television also issued an on-screen alert today, saying that no delegation from Tehran has visited Islamabad in Pakistan so far. The alert likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to U.S. Navy seizure of the Iranian container ship over the weekend. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump offered mixed messages about the path ahead for the United States' war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict. President Trump has indicated that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to lead an American team to the talks. Mr. Trump said he is highly unlikely to renew the ceasefire before it expires tomorrow. Talking to a TV news channel, he said if the ceasefire ends tomorrow without an agreement, he is prepared to resume attacking Iran. Back home, India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Akhil Srivastav said that eastern parts of the country, including the Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar, will also witness heat waves.
Heat wave condition over different parts of North India, particularly in East Uttar Pradesh during the next 5 days, over Haryana and Punjab for next 4 days. Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar are expected to see heat wave condition during the next 2 days, over Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh for 4 days. However, in the northeast parts of the country, rainfall activity is likely over those particular regions, and over Arunachal Pradesh and Assam and Meghalaya, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is expected today, and accordingly, orange alert has been issued.
In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices ended nearly 1% higher today. A report.
Sensex surged to 753 points to close at 79,273, while Nifty advanced by 212 points to settle at 24,577. In the broader market on the National Stock Exchange, the mid-cap 100 rose 0.5%, while the small-cap 100 climbed almost 0.9%. In the foreign exchange market today, the rupee depreciated by 37 paise to settle at 93 rupees and 49 paise against the US dollar. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashwani News.
In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 222 for 2 in 19 overs against Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for first phase in West Bengal ends. Voting on Thursday. Defence Ministry signs 975 crore rupees contracts to procure trawl systems for T-72 and T-90 tanks. Indian Army asserts its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack. Cloud of uncertainty settles over potential US-Iran negotiations as ceasefire expires tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.